this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com
or your app store.
You are tuned into WWE Peakville, AM 1100.
It's Wednesday!
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut down in the mall and telling that girl she the one for me. And I ain't even planning to call. I want it forever, mine, ever mine.
Woo!
Yes!
And we are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio. Checking in all over the world. It's the number one rated business show.
Man, they got me doing everything up in here.
Bro, you working in the morning. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
Man.
He's doing what we need him to do at this point because you really a boss.
Hey, I like that.
We got a special show, special edition.
Yes.
We got
yes.
Dr. P in the house with us today.
Yes.
Dr. P. On Wednesday.
Yes.
It's going to be a good
special day, too.
It is a very, very special day. We're going to get into that in just a few moments.
Yep.
Joining us in studio, we got Miss Christina Ashley.
Hey, y'all.
She said from the Christina Ashley firm, and then she said she's not a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer.
She's not a lawyer.
But I could get you looking good, though, as a lawyer.
Yes, and she can. Looking good for court.
Yes, she can.
She dressed me for all my court appearances. Okay.
Luckily, I don't have court appearances.
I've been having a lot lately.
Be the lawyer. Okay?
Yeah.
Be the lawyer.
I do not want court appearances.
Lord have mercy. We also got Danny Parks joining us a little bit later in the program. Having a conversation about mental health today.
Yeah. Oh, good.
May is Mental Health Month.
Yes, it is.
For everybody out there. So if you got issues, if you got some problems, if you need to talk to somebody,
call in.
Jeff solving problems today.
Just Jeff.
Yeah, I'll give you some advice. Because Jeff
be
don't do crazy.
It's not going to be good.
You remember that line from James Brown? I don't know karate, but I know crazy. That's right. I know crazy.
Gotcha.
Let's go ahead and get some announcements out of the way. If you are out in the Douglasville area and you need a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Or you want a part.
A big check mark.
I told you
stop talking junk about that man. That man was going to get you one day.
I don't know what the hell. I was like, bro, is your hand shaking? Why am I pouring so thick?
He was drinking that coffee with the whiskey.
I'm like, I'm too old for a damn Nike check mark.
He told me, I'm Nike. He needs to just do it.
Yeah. Check.
But I still want you to visit my barber out there. Studio 1211. They located right there at 6405 Fairman Road. Out there in beautiful Douglasville, Georgia, you can call and schedule an appointment at 770-485-6772. I speak to my barber, Melvin, and he'll get you scheduled for an appointment. Don't ask for a part.
You're going to put some respect on his name. I'm telling you. Next thing you know, you're going to have this happy face in the back of your head.
I know, right? He's probably working on an M. That's what it is. If you're out in the Smyrna area, I want you to go visit my good friends over at Titans Fitness, world-class training facility with fitness programs, personal trainers, and a brand-new wellness and vitality center. They're located right there, 1834 South Cobb Industrial Boulevard, right there in beautiful Smyrna, Georgia. And you can visit them online at Titans.net.
Yeah, I was looking in the mirror today, man, and my body told me I need to get into acting.
You about ready?
I'm about ready.
I thought you was going to say your body told you you need to get into the gym.
Right. I thought that's where we was going with that.
My body said I need to show this to the world.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
For your debut?
I'm ready.
So he has left singing, and now he's going to bodybuilding.
Exactly. I'm doing like all the singers. You know, they rap or they sing, then all of a sudden they actors.
Thank you. That is true.
Miles,
though. Thank
you.
It's my progression.
TKO.
Is it?
You got to let it go.
Ooh, yes. Thinking back all the years.
You got to let it go.
Yeah, let it go, Joe.
Let it go, baby.
Let it go. That
I'm
was the point. Let it go.
I'm telling you, man. For all you ladies.
We just going to do a best of Jeff. Okay.
Right. There you go.
Jeff been clowning here lately. I promise y'all.
Hasn't it, though, Kevin?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm saying, man, you got to let me go ahead and shine. T-Pain.
You can have it, bro.
Holla at your boy.
You can have all the shine. There you go, right
there. You
signing, Joe.
Shine.
T-Pain, holla at your boy. I need to get in the studios.
Give us a little song. Give us a little song.
Give us a rip now.
When I was a young boy, my mama told me, you better sing. Right. You better sing. Woo! We gonna Stop take it back to the old right. funk. Play me a funk track.
I see why your mama told you you need to go to school.
Really?
I see why she made you go to college.
Really?
Miles, play me a That's funk right. track. I'm bringing back the
Miles,
funk,
Miles, don't you
man.
Play him nothing.
I'm bringing right. back the funk.
Play him the Mark in a Minute, Miles.
Right. For real.
Let's see what we got for our Mark in a Minute for today.
Marketing minute for the day is you need to look appropriate. You okay. need to
look
right.
appropriate.
Since mm-hmm. we have an image consultant in here, you need to look the part. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are out here trying to look like everybody else and not really looking the part. We want to be our authentic self. Mm-hmm. First of all, you can't come to a business meeting with your pants sagging.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, you can keep it real, but you'll keep it broke. I'm just saying,
real broke.
Very.
Just dress the part. Now, you don't have to be suited up if it doesn't fit, but at least look the part.
Mm.
You know, that's my minute for the day. As I looked in the mirror this morning, I said, hey, you look the part, bro. Oh. You look the part. It's time for you to get out there and shine.
I'm going to let our image consultant that we got in the house with us today, Christina.
We're going to have her see what she can do.
Hold up. Y'all need to see this. Put all the cameras on me, all four of them.
Chime in on what it means to look the part and the importance of showing up, looking the part.
Absolutely. You have to dress for where you're going. Where are you going? If you are trying to, you know, be the greatest that you can be, let me tell you something. You cannot show up half-stepping. You cannot show up half-stepping at all.
Correct.
You have to show up where you're trying to get to.
Thank you. Hello.
Period.
No, it's for real, because a lot of times people don't understand that image of success. And it's not so much you or whatever, but a lot of times it's the image other folks hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People see, when they see you in a suit, they see you in a power tie and this type of stuff, they see that as an image of success.
Right.
So mm-hmm. when you put on that image or whatever, they see you as successful. Mm-hmm. They make them too synonymous with each other.
I used to dress Absolutely. It down, though, bro.
You I always dress it down. It down.
No, I dress it down so people stay out my pockets.
Oh, I'm with you.
Is it how that goes?
That's really? How that works.
They told me I need to get though. Back in the suit. That's what everybody keep telling me. So every time I send out my headshot, you know the one I sent out, they be like, you ain't got one in the suit. I said, bro, I don't want no damn suits.
Now, you need to dress it down so you can walk around the streets, nobody bothers you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dressed apart.
It is a special day.
Yes.
It is a special day. It's
Happy
a holiday.
Happy birthday to you. Oh, y'all need the birthday album coming out soon.
So we want to make sure that we celebrate today. We want to make sure we send this special. Turn it up all the way. Dr. P in the house with us today is celebrating her birthday. Y'all turn up with Dr. P one time.
Yes.
You know I want this song with
to me.
You know, me and Stevie collaborated on this one day. You know, he said, I need a birthday song. I said, Stevie, I got you.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wrote it down.
Stop
I was only 3 years old.
Thank you. Stop it.
I was only 3 years
Stop
old.
Stop ruining her birthday celebration with all that gel.
Please.
Let Dr. P sign
That's
for
right,
a minute.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Dr. P.
Y'all turn up Dr. P one time.
Woo!
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Happy birthday,
this is the new 30, boo. That's what I'm saying. If you ain't ready, you better get ready.
I'm gonna write something
for you today, man. What we doing this week?
Oh my God, I'm
she
so excited.
She said she's balling. She's whipping it.
Yes, I'm definitely gonna whip it. But today, it's not all about me. It's all about independent boss ladies.
Okay.
Women out here making boss moves. Mm. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Boss ladies.
Can I get a job?
Independent. Are you a lady?
No, but y'all bossing, I go ahead and collect a salary. I mean, I'm good with the salary.
That's what I'm talking about. We're boss ladies. We're independent. And that's what we're going to focus on today. Independent boss lady, because they're bold.
Mm-hmm.
They're optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
They are successful. And most of all, succeeding to get to where they need to be.
Mm. Jeff can't deal with women like that.
I like independent women.
Jeff don't like women like that.
I just don't like bossy women, but I like independent women.
Jeff say keep barefoot and pregnant at home.
Jeff never said that. Never. You're not getting me hate mail. Jeff never said that. But I like independent women. Just not bossy women. You know, boss, but not bossy.
Not that type of boss.
Yeah.
That's not that type of boss,
yeah.
Jeff.
I don't want boss.
We've had this discussion before about not boss, not taking over, but again, we're being bold, optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
We're being successful. Most of all, we are succeeding.
Definitely, because we're independent women.
It's that time.
I love independent women. You know? Oh, yeah. But too. I don't like independent women that like to delegate a lot. I'm independent, but you need to do this. You need to take out the trash. You need to do that. You need to do that. And he'd be like, wait a minute.
But that's a person who knows who they are and they're not afraid to delegate.
Let's talk about that for a
second. Don't delegate to me for free.
How dare you?
Yes.
Because I done had to deal with this.
I need a salary.
What does it mean to be an independent woman in a relationship? Let's talk about this for a minute.
Because I'm
an independent person.
Hold on. Right. I love this.
I am completely self-absorbed, self-upset. Nah.
Wow. see what I mean?
Self-truth. Shame to death.
But nah, I'm a very independent person myself, right?
Yes.
And I don't ask for much. I don't need much. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a needy person.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like time to myself and this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. What does it mean in a relationship you're an independent woman? Like, for real, what does that really, really mean? That mean you ain't gonna ask me for nothing? That mean you don't want nothing from
That's
me?
Not it.
That mean you good by yourself?
No.
Like,
no.
Tell me, I need to know this morning.
No, that does not necessarily mean that we don't need you for anything.
Okay.
It's to the fact, to me, being independent is to know that I can make certain decisions.
Okay.
And knowing that when I make this decision.
Without me.
What? But when I make this decision, this is to the fact I know my man, I know what he desires,
okay.
And then when he feels confident enough, whatever decision that I make, it's going to be what I know that he and I both desire and want. So
okay.
We're independent enough that I don't need to take everything to actually to you, but just know I got you.
Well, see, my thing is this.
I'm independent enough to say I got you.
Can you have, I'm independent, but then can you pay my bills? Can you pay my bills? You know, can it be both? Yeah, you know.
We got to spell it out over here.
But no, seriously.
I'm being serious.
But can you be independent and then have the song?
But this is my thing.
Can you pay my bills?
I don't mind you making.
Can you have both?
I don't mind an independent woman. Okay,
yes.
Number one.
But
I don't mind you making decisions.
Right, but don't overbearing though with it.
Stop delegating.
But don't make decisions that affect me without me. Okay, if it affect my life, if it's something I got to do, if it's somewhere I got to be, if somewhere I got to go, I got to use up my turn up time.
All right.
I need to know about that first.
But
okay.
But if that woman knows you well enough to the fact that. But the thing is that if you're in a relationship and you say, baby, I'm picking you up.
Okay.
What do you mean? Don't worry about it. We'll get there when we get there. Just know I got you. And you know your woman knows you so well. When you get to wherever you're going to be, she's going to take care of you independently.
Okay.
Together. And you stand there proud. And do whatever you got with your swag. And know I got that independent woman because she knows me because she's going to independently, if it's a word, take control of who I am and make sure I'm satisfied.
I got to jump in. Let's go. Let me tell you, independent to me means I'm not sitting up under you all day long.
Yeah.
I have my own life. I have my own friends.
And that too.
I don't need them under me.
I expect you to have the same.
Yep.
I expect us to have trust in the relationship. I expect us to be able to communicate in the relationship. But I'm independent. I can handle my own self. I can go about my own business.
That's what you're talking about.
And let me tell you, because I truly am an independent woman, let me tell you something.
Boom, that part.
Own house, own car, all of that. Let me tell you something. But what it means, though, to be in a relationship with all my independence means that, hey, my man understands that, hey, I'm a boss, I'm a businesswoman,
boom,
I'm an entrepreneur. You know, I do all these things.
Right.
But we're two individuals.
Okay.
We're two individuals.
That's
okay.
Right. Thank you.
I understand you all that. Can you understand I'm all that, though?
Absolutely.
Like seriously.
Absolutely.
Because I'm an entrepreneur, too.
And be great.
I'm business,
great.
Too.
Hold up. All these
together.
Independent people, hold up.
Oh, here we go.
I'm holding mics. I'm holding cameras. I need some of y'all independent people to hold up some stuff.
He independent.
I'm going to be holding up everything around here.
See, that's what it's about. Basically what Christina Ashley has just stated. That part. And he knows he can be assured of himself. His woman is very secure within herself, but not overbearing to him, respecting the man who he is, but know that...
The fine man.
And that's what I'm talking about. But
I am fine
but
now.
But no matter what, I got your back, baby. I got you.
That's what I
you
need.
You stand there in your swag and know I got you.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
I love that, though. I love a woman that can have my back like that because I'm going to always have yours like that.
I love a woman that can rub my back,
gonna
too.
You don't want nobody to be up under you that's needy all the time.
I appreciate that. I needed that.
See,
I needed that.
I mean, honestly, I didn't do both. You know what I'm saying? I done the housewife thing and all this type of stuff, and I'm the man, and I go pay all the bills, and you know, you stay home, take care of the kids, and this type of stuff. It's not great for women. It's not. They hate it.
No, because women are
visionaries. I used to say, but I thought I was giving her dream or whatever, but she was miserable as hell with that.
Yeah, because women are visionaries. Well, you got to give us something to do. Sitting at home twiddling our thumbs with the kids. Well, for me, let me just speak for myself.
We get old because you get tired of talking to children all the time.
You know what I'm saying? You need some adult conversation.
Let me be ambitious about something. Give me something to project over.
Right. You know?
But just and then all of a sudden when they
and then because you sitting there talking to kids all the time, every time you open your he want to treat you like you stupid. Look, I know how it is, girl.
All of a sudden, when they get older and they start to say, you know what, I didn't raise these kids, I'm out, and then you stuck with the babies, you be like, don't leave me with the babies.
See,
no. Bro, my love, she be like, yeah, the kids, bro, I raised half.
Those babies didn't get there by themselves.
They didn't, but nah, that's right. The dad got to raise the babies, the dad be like, look, don't leave me with the babies.
But you know, I enjoy raising my girls. I do. It's hell. I ain't
gonna
lie.
You were cooking with them last night.
What are you?
Your daughter had to teach you how to cook last night. She was talking about you need to leave the noodles in for X amount of time.
That was her cooking the rice, and then she gonna sit up there anyway.
Cause he was messing it up.
Miss Daddy Paul is joining us in studio.
He talking about how I know when the rice is ready. I'm like, dude, you up there cooking all reckless. These kids, get you some Chick-fil-A.
Man, please, you gotta cook a nice home cooked meal. We cook stir fry. With some nice white rice and some good clean chicken. I make my girls eat healthy, bro.
Yeah, he was whipping it. But your daughter didn't have to teach you how to cook the rice, though.
Danny Paul is joining us in studio today. How we doing today?
Danny.
We're talking about independent women.
Yes. You can relate. You can relate.
Definitely.
First of all, we're talking about tardiness.
Why he had to go put it on front?
Listen, y'all know Atlanta's traffic. There
thank
was
you,
traffic.
My sister.
Don't blame it on the traffic.
We appreciate you making that drive this morning because we know.
If you're on time, you're late. That's
but
what they
no,
told me in the
but
military.
The main thing she made really? Is she's here.
No, when I got the military, I refused to be 15 minutes early.
Me too. I was like, you know what?
I thought she was finna say when she got the military, she refused to be on time for
anything. On time. We had to be 15 minutes early for 4 years.
They say if you're on time, you're late.
So this morning, we're talking about being an independent woman, entrepreneur,
yes,
in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Danny, I know.
And a provider for your man.
Look, I know from personal experience.
You got, Danny, you must step in, my sister, to help us understand this because right now, you know, he just doing the most.
We trying to be nurtured.
Danny, I know from personal experience you got a man. Okay.
Okay.
Personal experience. I know from personal experience she got a man.
On track.
What does it mean?
Your lawyers go after AC Pride.
Okay.
I'm protected by the Real 1100 AM. If you need to sue anybody, it is the Beasley Group LNS.
As an independent woman, all that means is that, to me, if you're an independent woman, you have no issues really submitting to a man. Mm-hmm. Because you know who you are already, so it doesn't feel like you're, you know, not going and you're giving up a part of yourself because you're submissive. Mm-hmm. As an independent woman, you're already secure in yourself.
Right.
You know how to treat people. You know how to treat yourself. And then you know how to treat a man who, who's worthy of being treated like a king.
Yes.
Yeah,
what's worthy, though? Like, what is it? Because it's so many folks out there. Y'all see all these dating sites. You got Tinder. You got Plenty of Fish. You got... I mean,
I don't know nothing about none of them.
We saw you on Ashton Madison, but
hello,
Jeff on Black Planet.
Hey,
you taking me back to my roots?
He got that pistol with his shirt unbuttoned down to the third one. You know, the old school with the little chain,
the butterfly collar.
Yeah, and the chain. You gotta have the chain.
The red, the chain with the.
But no, people, we are in an era of women being independent, right?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, it's so funny. What's that dude named Kevin Samuels?
Oh, man.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Rest in peace. Nah, man.
He just put out all this stuff and then died broke with a chick he was talking about.
But you know what?
But we're not going to get on that. Yeah. That's a whole nother show.
See, that's his boy. I don't support that type of foolery.
I just saying that's a whole nother show of how it all went down.
Right here. Right here.
It's a whole nother show. But no, seriously. with so many people, folks want to be in a relationship. So a lot of folks want to get married and all this other type of stuff. You know, but women are independent now, for real. That old, you know, White House with the picket fence and all that type of stuff. Don't nobody go for that no more. Y'all want that now?
Yeah, I want a house with a picket fence. And
but you
want to
be at home with the kids by yourself all day, barefoot,
yeah,
cooking and
cleaning?
Yeah,
because, you know, like, as entrepreneur and as independent women, I think when the women's movement happened, of course, we want to be out there making our own money, going through the ladders of corporate. But at some point, we realize that being home and being a mom is just as important.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the military, then I worked for the government. I actually resigned from my job because all of my time with my baby was spent commuting to her daycare or to her school. And then I was just like, you know what? I asked my daughter one time, I was like, when do you and mommy get to have time together? She was like, you know, three, in the car. And I was like,
that's then you know, so you need to make some changes.
Yeah, and so I started to like save my money, made changes, and I was able to resign from that job and still be comfortable for about 6 months. And I loved it. I love waking up, cooking breakfast for my daughter, seeing her off on the bus. I mean, I love being home. So I think now women are realizing that that's just as important as well as being your own, having your own. So we're merging the two. And men are taking this independent women movement to not to show the chivalry anymore. Oh, I don't have to open her door. She's independent.
That's
She's
true.
A strong
Jump like
woman.
That. Yeah. Jump like that.
I don't have to, let's go half on a date. Like, no. No, if we go half on a date, we're friends.
Yes.
I put it to you like this. Hello. If I invite you, if I say, hey, let's go get something, I'm paying. But if you call me and say, hey, let's go out to eat, You
preach. Preach.
I'm just saying.
I'm with that. Definitely, without a doubt. For sure. Definitely. I don't have no problem in that.
Now, Jeff is like, we going Dutch. Period. I do not believe in supporting your movement.
First of all, keep Jeff out of this. See? I am very, very supportive when I take women out. The first time. Second was on you.
But see,
Jeff is something else. Okay.
And we are talking lobster.
Like him. He is something else.
Okay. Shrimp. And steak.
But let's talk about that for a second, Christina. Because everybody, all the women here are entrepreneurs and this type of stuff. Do you still want that to be at home and to be mommy full time and cook and clean and wash the clothes and this type of stuff? Or do you enjoy having that space in your life to where this is me, this is my accomplishment, this is where I rise?
So for me, I enjoy being at home for sure. Because let me tell you, it's 2022. I make money in my sleep.
Mm.
Things should be digital, okay?
Put your business.
Put your business digital. Make your business digital, and then women, you can be at home. You can be with your babies. I don't necessarily want to cook and clean, but you can hire, you know, your housekeeping and stuff like that and live your life. Okay. Live your life. You can do it.
It's true.
And a lot of women are doing that. They're hiring people to come, even if they're stay-at-home moms, to come it's clean true. Up and all that other good stuff. Mm-hmm.
And that's my
But that's still, that's independent.
But as for me, it used to be, you know, I want to count sheep. I'm like, Christina, when I go to sleep, I want dollar signs to be flipping. So when I turn over, I'm making money.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. And that's because you are going digital. You can press a button to do whatever you need to do. Still be the lady you need to be for your husband or significant other or your kids. And that's how you go about delegating and making sure you need to do what needs to be done. Being independent, not overbearing, but knowing you can be able to make the moves you need and still be who you are and not lose yourself at all.
Two snaps and a twist.
Two snaps and a twist. We got to take a break right here on the number one radio business show, Real 1100 AM. iHeartRadio taking in all over the world. It's the Rockstar KC.
And Mr. Marketology, do everything for everybody.
And Dr. P.
And we appreciate you, Joe. Let's appreciate Jeff on Dr. P's birthday. With your selfish.
Nothing about Jeff because it's Dr. P's day, but tomorrow.
Uh-oh, here we go. I'm sorry, but he's going to
look at it. But tomorrow.
We'll be back after this.
At Align for Life, we work with attorneys across the entire metro area. We are a portal of entry provider, meaning we can ensure your client is triaged accordingly and coordinate all aspects of your client's chiropractic, and medical care from start to finish, including referrals to medical doctors, specialists, and imaging. This is Dr. Fowler. Your injury clients deserve the best transportation, extended hours, and compliance monitoring. We understand your needs. Refer your injury and accident victims right now by calling us at 404-383-1110 or visit us at yourfinespine.com.
Transportation is provided via Uber, and we are open late so your clients can come in after work.
Auto accidents, wellness care, slip and fall. We take care of it all.
Tune in.
Now.
You can tune in to this radio station on any smartphone or tablet.
iPhone.
Android.
BlackBerry.
Nokia.
Samsung.
Windows phones.
Or whatever you have. Download the free TuneIn app from your phone or tablet's app store.
Tune in with music, sports, news, and comedy.
From over 70,000 radio stations around the world, including this Beasley Broadcast Group station. Check it out at TuneIn.com.
Or your app store.
The Rockstar KC
and Mr. Marketology
invite everybody to join us at our brand new town for the number one rated morning show at
10 a.m. in the morning.
Live on the Real 1100 AM and iHeartRadio all over the world.
And that's Monday through Friday. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Hi, this is Niecy Cooper with the number one party bus company in the city, GoGo Party Bus, and you're tuned in to the number one rated business show with KC Pride.
Down the rise to the bloody end. See my girlfriend. I was too immature to understand your ways and experience back in the days.
We are back right here on the Real 1100 AM iHeartRadio, checking in all over the world.
Yes.
Thank y'all so much. Nurse Earrate joining us right there on YouTube. Thank you so much. She said this is the best radio show.
Woo-hoo, yes, thank you.
I thank you for all the support. should I say we, but I thank you for all the support.
He can have it. He can have it. I have no problem with stepping to the back. I have been... It's fine for me. I have no issues with it. Change the conversation a little bit today. This segment, I guess you would say.
Yes.
But change a little bit of the conversation. We're talking about independent women. We're talking about boss women and this mm-hmm. type of thing.
Yeah.
Mental health. And it is
yes.
May.
Yes,
it is mental health month. But mental health in the women community, and I want to pose it from a different, standpoint. Because, we've always talked about women and depression and stuff like this. But women as entrepreneurs and women as leaders in business, the new CEOs and this type of stuff, what does mental health look like for professional women?
Well, for me, I would say by working with some of the physicians, as I do work with, mental health, especially in our community, is considered taboo. But I think at this point, I tell everybody, don't be afraid to do what needs to be done before it's too late. Because as you recently saw in the news, this young lady from Southern University, 19 years old, cheerleader, I don't know whether her parents knew or not or whatever, she took her life. Mm-hmm. And, mental illness in certain instances can be a silent killer. But my thing is, do whatever you have to do to be mentally, physically, and emotionally grounded and well-rounded to do what you need to do, to get the help you need to do in your business, in your home, in your personal life. Do whatever you got to go. Call someone. If you don't want to go to a psychiatrist or a psychologist or whatever, get it to a friend. Send a lifeline, whatever you need to do, because mental health is very, very serious type of situation. And now I'm glad mental health is getting the recognition. I feel it's been long overdue. And I feel like this is a time we need to formally recognize that these individuals have gone in to be trained medically to be giving you that assistance that you need to let you know whatever you're going through is not to the point you need to go and decide to take your own life. There are people out here that are waiting and willing to help you to get you on the road to recovery.
Christina?
That's good. And I think knowing that there are steps that you can take to overcome whatever mental issue there is. I know for me, one is my faith in God. That has always been my saving grace as it pertains to my mentality.
Yes.
And then choosing, making a decision, to change your mindset. It's a shifting in your mindset.
That's true.
You talk about mental health, you're talking about your mindset. So what is it that we are focusing on that's causing us to have what I call stinking thinking, you know, that's making us be in these dark places, that's making us be in these places of isolation where we feel like we're abandoned, where we feel like we're rejected and we don't have the support that we really have. Mm-hmm. It's a trick. It's a lie. It's an illusion. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yes, things may be hard. Things may be difficult. It may seem impossible, but you have to have hope. Yes. In believing that, hey, there's more after this. I just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. And there are so many tools.
Yes,
there are so many tools that we can literally tap into for free to get what we need. I mean, you can Google anything at this point these days, you know. And so if you're going through, there are resources, there are communities that you can connect with. And you don't even physically have to be in person. Mm-hmm. I know that when I was experiencing my depression, because I've experienced, you know, mental, you know, health issues as well in the form of depression. And it took me, because I'm a single mom, so it took me connecting with a group called the Single Mompreneur Club that literally, one, helped me get my mind right and push my business at the same time, because we're still talking about independent women at the same, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so it's literally, there are tools, there are resources free of charge that you can lean into for support and help.
And that is true, because we all go through. I know I kind of went through it myself right after I had my son. It's like, oh my God, I got this little person. I need to take care of him. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, when you know it's, when you at that point, reach out to someone to so you can't snap back. Because like you said earlier, the enemy, the devil likes to play with your mind because that is his playground.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I say you got to change by the renewing of your mind and the way you think and about the people who you associate yourself with, to the fact you want to associate yourself with people who are going to pour positive things into you. So, Dana, what do you definitely kind of think about when it comes down to mental health?
With mental health, I honestly believe that, one, it should be, as far as going to a therapist or going to see a psychologist, that it should be preventative medicine, not reactive. If you know that you're going through something, you know, go ahead and take those steps to go to a therapist. Myself, I was diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and also bipolar disorder. And the symptoms for the bipolar disorder, it didn't start really kicking in until 4 years ago, when I realized that, and here's where mindfulness comes in, especially with your thoughts and your behaviors. I noticed that my normal daily activities and how I was feeling emotionally start to become abnormal. I was not sleeping. I had a lot of energy. Bipolar, when you're in your hypomania cycle, you're not sleeping, you have energy, you're super productive, because I mean, I was up 3:20 a.m. cleaning the whole house, and then after that doing graphics, like I'm just all over the place. And I noticed that the quality in my house, as far as my relationship with my daughter, it was starting to go downhill. I wasn't, because I knew I get irritated quickly, and I was angry, and I was doing all this, I just kept myself in my room, because I was like, I didn't want to lash out on her, because I know whatever I'm thinking, why I'm upset or frustrated is not rational and it's not realistic. So being mindful of those thoughts, like, okay, Danielle, why are you upset because this person is breathing? That's not even rational. Mm-hmm. We have these type of thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that, as far, especially as single moms, we know that, you know, some mental health conditions are chemical. Some of them are triggered by a traumatic event.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if it is a chemical imbalance, please go see a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, especially in a Christian community, they're like, oh, no to therapy. I got my pastor. Definitely no medication. I'm like, listen, medication helped me be stable. It wasn't like I was out there going crazy, but it was the mental struggle. So I do all of this community activist or advocating, but inside, in my mind, I'm fighting mentally. I could be doing a public speech, and inside I'm like, okay, I don't want to be here. I need to go home immediately after. Like, the social anxiety was kicking up. I'm not staying past an hour. It was affecting my friendships. Like, oh girl, let's go do this. How about no? I'm going to do one thing for 1 hour and then I'm out. Don't ask me to, whatever we have planned, I'm doing one of those things when I itinerate. So it definitely, medication works for certain people. If you have a pastor and he doesn't have a background in Christian counseling or pastoral clinical counseling, you know, I was with a bishop who, not with, but I was under a bishop who said, listen, you can come talk to me, but here's a therapist.
Go get your real help.
You're right.
Go see them because I'm not a therapist.
That's definitely wisdom.
So, yeah.
And that's what you have to do. Yes, we, you know, in church, we know we do what we need to do. Like you said earlier, I like that point about they can minister you, they can counsel you, but they, are they certified to be able to go to that next step of counseling as it relates to that? So we, I appreciate that.
We got a caller real quick. Okay. Caller, they want to get in on the conversation. Caller, you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing?
Thank you so
pretty
much
good,
for
man. Who are we talking with?
JT.
Okay. All right, JT, what you got for us?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the program. I just happened to tune in, and it's a good discussion. Do you record this? Is it on internet? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can find it pretty much everywhere. We're on all your podcast networks, as well as you can find us on YouTube at One Rated Business Show.
One Rated Business Show. Okay. Yeah. And now, the ladies, do you have any groups? Because sometimes I do some counseling with women, and I try to refer them to other women.
Yes.
So do you have any, do you have a website that they can go to?
Well, I am Dr. P, and thank you for that. My website is under construction right now, but I have a group called Divas Women of Empowerment, where we empower women to move forward in their lives and to be able to talk about, have the open conversation of things that reflect to them. So if you want to be able to get in contact with me, you can definitely do so at Diva_DGP. Oh, I can't even talk today.
Diva_P-Hub.
Yes,
that's a lot.
I know. I'm sorry. You can find me on Facebook at Priscilla Hubbard. And just go ahead and, you can go forth to be able to recognize me and be able to go ahead and DM me, and I'll be more than happy to get in contact with you. I only also have an area, too, as well, if you can do that. But I have a group called Diva Women of Empowerment. All you need to do is put that information in and send me a request.
Okay.
And then from there, I'll go ahead on, review everything, and be able to accept those individuals into that. But it's a group
Okay. But your Facebook is Priscilla Hubbard?
Priscilla Hubbard.
Hubbard. Okay. Do you have relatives in LaGrange?
Could be. I don't know. We're pretty
much. Oh, you don't know?
I could be. Oh, okay. You know, I have to ask my mom.
Y'all going to have to do that in the DM, brother.
I do apologize.
Thank you so much for calling in, JT.
Say that again.
I said, y'all got to do that in the DMs. Thank you so much for calling us right here on the number one.
The other thing, when y'all were talking about independent women or whatever, or independence, I think the word for if you're in a marriage, it's not independent. The goal of marriage is to become one. At least that's what I believe.
Okay.
So the emphasis on independence should be very little. Because the goal is to become one.
Oh, this is good.
Right,
I mean, you know, I could be wrong, but, you know, in my studying and everything, and in my life, I believe in marriage, and even in courting or whatever, and we have to teach our children that it's not about the ooey-ooey, good and chewy, and lovey-dovey, but can I connect with this person on a spiritual level? Because, you know, we sure enough can connect on a physical level, right, an emotional level. But the question is, and for the sake of the children, can you connect on a spiritual level?
I'm sensing with my psychic ability, you are a strong black man.
With your what?
I said with my psychic ability.
He meant prophetic.
Yeah, it's prophetic.
Oh, okay.
You're a strong black man, probably dark skin and nature.
Oh, that's just because I turned my life over to Christ, so it ain't me. I used to be a crazy black man.
Oh, okay.
Christina, I'm going to let you answer that one, then we gotta move on.
Right. And I'm going to make it really quick.
Tell the truth.
I'm going to really make it quick. You are, it's okay to be independent. Like I said earlier, it's two individual people. You do not want to just be, you know, so up under one person. And I think that's what we said earlier. Yes, we understand marriage is a oneness. We know that.
Yeah.
But there has to be some sense of independence, right? I can't just be sitting with you and your friends all day long because I don't have my own mind.
That's right.
Understand?
That's right.
So,
that's right.
JT,
thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you so much,
right
JT.
Here on the number one.
Great business show. All right, bye-bye.
Well, all right.
Well
then, we're going to keep moving on.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Dennis. Mike's on you.
Danny, I wanted to go back to what you were talking about with the bipolar disorder, because it's something that a lot of folks, I think, joke about a lot, and I think it's one of those type of things women get accused of, but like, you know, she crazy and all this type of stuff. But actually seriously dealing with it, what is that actually like? Is it like seriously that mood switching back and forth is like one day I'm happy, one day I'm depressed and this type of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like what is it like for you having to? Thank you for being so open about it.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah.
Just going back in my head, because actually the doctors, this was diagnosed in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I literally found out about it in February.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I was having issues with my medication, which was an antidepressant. And, when I finally got back on medication. Okay, people, if you have any type of mental health condition, your medication is not on an as-need basis. And so that's what I was doing over these years with the antidepressants. And so when my symptoms started to kick in for the bipolarness, and it was getting to the point where I was like, okay, I need to get something done, I went to the psychiatrist, and towards the end of 2019, I told him, this is what's going on, and I need to get on something. I'll do medication, I'll do therapy, whatever I have to do to make sure my child has a good life, home life. Because me staying in my room, not doing anything, not wanting to go anywhere, and I love everything I do. Everything I do when I used to work at the college, I mean, I love everything I do, so not to have the energy or to be super annoyed, it bothered me. So I went and got the medication, COVID hit, I was having issues with it, and when I finally got seen, which was in February, I was very persistent. I called them, I was like, hey, I'm having issues with this medication, it's making me sick, boom, boom, boom. They was like, oh, we do walk-ins. I was like, okay, I'm on my way right now. And, you know, thank God, you know, God's divine intervention, because
praise to God.
I'm glad I went in that day and saw the doctor at that particular doctor, because mm-hmm. I sat down, I told her all my issues I was having, and she was just like real plain. She was like, oh yeah. She was like, that's expected because you're bipolar. And I said, what? I was like, no, I'm not. And she goes, yes, you are. She was like, there's a note here in 2007 saying you're bipolar, and the antidepressants were triggering your manic episodes.
Wow.
So for a long time, I was feeling like I was going in circles with my emotions. Mm-hmm. And then when she said that, I just like bust out crying, because I was like, okay, now all of this makes sense. It was almost like relief. Like, okay, now I know what's going on. And she put me on the stabilizer. Everything has been amazing ever since.
Okay. Praise God. That's
and
wonderful.
And so with what goes on in my mind, what has been going on, was that just struggling, like you have, if you're not mindful of your thoughts, then it's gonna translate into your behavior. So here I am, I'm a minister. So if I'm up here ministering to kids, in my mind, I'm like, oh my goodness, these kids are annoying me. I don't wanna be here. And then on the other side, it's like, Daniel, but are they really annoying you? You know, look at them, they're having fun. They're learning the word, they're enjoying themselves. And it's just like, okay, let me go to the right side, because the left side is going to have, if I indulge in the left side, I'm going to be going off on them. I'm going to walk out. And it was starting to affect my job. I was, you know, that meme with SpongeBob. He's like, all right, I'm out.
I'm head out.
Literally doing that at work. Like, I would stay in there for about 1 or 2 hours, and I'm gone. I can't take it. When I would go sit in my car, it was just like, oh, thank you, God. I have my peace. Let me go home. Let me jump into bed. I can do work from my computer. And so it was really affecting my way of life. And I didn't like that. So,
wow.
But back to your question, what goes on in the mind is that you're struggling. Some people give in to, you would have never known because I had a hold on those thoughts. I didn't want it translating into my behavior. I didn't want people seeing the huge mood swings because they were very extreme. And because I was on those antidepressants, I was more in a hypomanic state than I was ever in the manic, the hypodepressive or the manic depressive. There was no stability. I was either up, a little bit down, but mostly up. So doing all this, but definitely, like the word says, renewing my mind every single day, and being intentional about positive thoughts so my behavior could be positive.
Well, I'd say, wow. I thank you for that, for being open. I salute you, my sister, and for that being open. And what you may have said today, I hope it helps someone that might be going through this to let you know that you're not alone.
Oh, yeah.
And we're hoping we can empower someone today to help them understand that if you are dealing with something, subject matter, such as mental illness, you do not need to do this alone. There is help and there are resources, and you can be on your way to recovery.
Right. Don't self-diagnose yourself. Yeah,
that's right.
Go see somebody.
And don't isolate. And continue to enjoy your life.
Yeah, and it could just be stress. You may be up here, you know, Google will kill you like the Google kills you the next day. If you Google any type of medical condition.
Don't self-medicate yourself.
You don't give yourself so much stuff.
I'm dead. I died yesterday. So,
Christina, how do you you manage your mental health?
So for me, it is literally, you said it, renewing my mind and just making a conscious decision to choose positivity.
Yes.
Okay? Mm. It's a lot of negativity going on in the world right now. Jesus. I mean, left and right on every side. And so me pushing past that and saying, you know what? I'm going to decide to rejoice in today. Mm. I'm going to decide to find three things to be grateful for. And that's literally, I had a conversation with my single moms this morning. And I told them, I said, hey, from here on out, I want three things every morning that we can be grateful for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Find it, locate it.
Right.
There are blessings in everyday life.
Find it. Locate it.
It's there.
But I think there's one thing that we all have to do, especially at the older you get in life. You got to learn how to manufacture that happiness. But some days it's impossible. Like, someday I just ain't feeling it, Shawty.
And, you know,
you know what I'm saying?
Have your moment.
And you're going to go through that. But the whole emphasis, though, do not stay there.
Have your moment.
So you can have your pity party, but you got
there.
To go after 12.
I'm telling you, growing up, my mom would say, you got 24 hours, and then I'm going to need you to figure this out.
Hello. Thank you.
I'm with you on that. You got to give folks their space to wallow. I'm in full agreement with that.
And when that situation comes about the pity party, just know how to, you having a pity party? I do not decide, and I will not decide.
And let me tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. For all y'all optimistic folks out there, I love y'all to death.
We love you too.
We love you too.
But y'all is not invited to the pity party. Stay your ass at home.
Yes, sir.
We is wilding in Greece and South. Don't bring your ass over here with no optimistic.
Do not RSVP.
We don't want to hear it today.
No. We don't want to hear it today.
It's a pity party.
I don't want to come to that party.
How bad is it? How much worse is going to be?
But you know, everything can turn around.
Right, yes.
Seeing invited.
Right.
We'll be back after this.
Okay. I don't know how you feel. Can you tell me? I won't know how you feel till you tell me. Can you tell me? Is it cause I'm
Hi, this is Dr. Williams with Align for Life Wellness. I want to invite you to our new office at 1800 Jonesboro Road in Atlanta. Come in for a consultation, examination, therapy, and x-ray, all for just $100.
What?
Yes, $100. This offer expires soon, so call us to schedule at 404-383-1110 or find us on the web at www.yourfinespine.com.
If you want to be fine, take care of your spine.
We're open late.
Are you ready to upgrade your business? It's time to get your mind on your marketing. Right now, the Rockstar Brandon and Mr. Marketology are teaming up to help a few businesses out there. And we are going to give you the plan to success.
Is your business slow? Are you looking to grow? Are you trying to make more profits? We want you to go to
mindonmymarketing.com.
That's right. Mindonmymarketing.com.
Put in your name and your phone number, and we will schedule a 15-minute assessment of your business and give you the plan to success.
Go to mindonmymarketing.com.
I'll let you know that, Charles, Mr. Lowe Jr., we're going to let you know that. Mm-hmm. Thank you all so much. We're back right here on the number one rated business show. We got folks checking in on Instagram. He said, Charles Lowe Jr. said, thank you so much for sharing that story, Ms. Danny Parks, and how do we follow you on Instagram? Let's go ahead and get those out of the way right now.
Okay, I'm on Instagram at @IAM_DannyParks. You can also, on Facebook, it's Danny Parks Speaks, and then my website is IAMDannyParks.com.
Miss Christina?
Sounds good. So I'm at Christina Ashley Firm. You can find my website same way, ChristinaAshleyFirm.com. And if you click the link on my Instagram bio, information about that Single Mompreneur Club is there too for my single moms. Hey, y'all.
All right. And Dr. P?
You can find me on IG at RealTalkDRP. You can find me on Facebook. And right now, again, I say I am getting ready to get the website up and running in the next few weeks. And once that's done, I'll let everybody know.
Shout out Ms. Gail Elizabeth. She said it's a great topic. Joining us right there on Facebook. Shout out Yazid Gordy. Smiles and Cheeks, what's up? And Saylat 59, thank y'all so much for joining.
Smiles and Cheeks, okay.
Yeah. That was just Smiles and Cheeks, all right?
Okay.
I want to see it. But anyway, we got a few minutes left in the program. It's been going by so fast today. Once again, we want to everybody wish Dr. P a beautiful happy birthday.
Thank you. I am truly blessed to be here to say I can say happy birthday.
It's your birthday.
He liked this all the time.
Yep. Yes. You encourage him all the time. Right. So there you go. Give it to her, Jeff. Give it to her. Danny, your number one fan.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I'm very excited. I'm very honored for my birthday. And I told people I'm truly blessed to say God has blessed me to the fact I don't really need any gifts or anything. But I want people to give to my favorite charity. And you might see it on my Facebook page. It's St. Jude Research Hospital. Because we're finding cures. We're saving our children. And to be available to be their chair of the upcoming event, October the 21st, which is the evening of gala. It's going to be at the beautiful Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So, again, I say, people, thank you for loving me, but love me even more to give to the children. It's St. Jude, and you never have to worry about where your money is going. It is going to support the children.
Amen. Christina, we get a long chance to speak with you today. What you doing Friday?
Well, Friday, I'll be at a conference, to be honest. I will be at the Single Mompreneur Conference. We are literally talking about purpose to profit, and it is a collision conference where we're taking ministry and colliding it with the marketplace because we're not doing stuff for free.
Girl, we're going to have to go get some coffee or something.
He paying for it.
Like, come more and more. Every time she say something, I'm starting like more and more. That's right.
Though.
We got to get paid these days.
Hello. Thank you very much. It's nothing for free no more.
But no, we definitely want to have you back so we can talk more about your consulting firm and your image firm. Yes. Jeff definitely needs some help in his new career.
A new career.
Yeah, he's giving up singing. Now he's going over to acting.
And you got to look the part for that.
Yes.
Right. There you go.
We're going to hook
I was told I look like Denzel. Put me on camera, y'all. What? I was told I look like Denzel.
I'm going to give it all to you, Joe.
Look, Denzel?
Mighty God.
Yeah. He was confused. He thought the dude said Denzel. He said Danny Glover.
No, I was actually the double for Denzel. Y'all see me in training day, but y'all thought it was Denzel, and it was me.
Right. Stop
it. I done fixed that mailbox.
If you don't do this, I'm going to kill him.
Oh, my God.
Color purple.
Shout out to Danny. I love you, Danny.
You the only one. You the only one.
You know, right. I'm on that list.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank y'all so much. It has been another episode of Number One Rated Business Show right here on the Real 1100 AM. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamKCPride.
You can follow me at Mr. Marketology, or you can follow me at
Denzel Part 2.
Wow.
/ Danny Glover. Danny Parts, where can folks follow you and find you?
You can follow me on IG at @IAM_DannyParts.
Miss Christina.
Hey, I'm on Instagram at Christina Ashley Firm.
And you can follow me at Real Talk DRP.
And once again, a super, super, super loud shouting, screaming happy birthday to Dr. P.
Yes.
Right here.
Happy birthday,
sir. Number one rated business show.
Thank you. Happy birthday to me.
We'll be back tomorrow with more. Until then, stay tuned.
Yes.
We got coming up Miles the Guru.
Yeah, appreciate you, KC. And happy birthday to you, Dr. P.
Thanks, Miles.
All right, brother. We out.
We're out.
All these and they're still hating. I used to be ballin', but now I'm Bill Gaten. Got a list full of problems. I tend to them later. Yeah, life is, but I appreciate them.